Naomi Clouda says her Glacier Dictionary is for travelers and armchair adventurers alike, to give them quick access to a glacier's vital stats and nuggets of history, some that have been erased from recent memory.
There are some really beautiful Alaska Native designations on glaciers. They'll be very descriptive. So it was really important to me to go ahead and get the indigenous names wherever I could find them.
Like Kidazkuni, the Dena'ina name for a glacier on Mount Spur.
And it means one that is burning inside. Now, picture this glacier is on Mount Spur. So in local memory, in indigenous memory, they would have known about the times that Mount Spur had erupted.
Clouda says the names of Alaska glaciers also tell the story of colonialism. When geologists from the U.S. Geological Survey mapped and named glaciers, they often supplanted indigenous names or failed to acknowledge the contributions of Alaska Natives, like the Athabascan hunting party led by Chief Sesui, who came to the rescue of some starving, nearly frozen U.S. Army explorers after a bear raided their cache in 1899. They took the men to their village, fed and clothed them for several months, and when the weather improved, guided them to safety. But it was the leader of that expedition, Lieutenant Joseph Herron, who was remembered with the name Herron Glacier, not Chief Sesui.
Every glacier has a story, and no two are alike.
That's why Clouda says when it comes to the indigenous history, the name of the glacier is literally the tip of the iceberg. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.